We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Playing the hits all morning.
I should have known when I decided at the last second to work because I'm on vacation coming up.
I thought
here.
You weren't, and I told Hollywood. Hollywood said to me yesterday that you're coming in to work on your birthday. I said, okay, well, let's get to it.
I'm the only dummy coming in to work on his birthday, but
it's okay. We got special stuff.
I'm just so glad you could, you know, get all the old stuff out, as we like to say. Working now in the fourth quarter, somewhere in that fourth quarter. Definitely out of the third quarter. And how are we going to hold up in the fourth quarter? That's the big thing.
We continue playing the hits right now. We're jumping out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to our buddy who's always here with us on Fridays. Larry Bluestein is going to join us. Blue, good morning. Happy Friday to you, my man.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Joe, I may be the older guy here in this thing, but happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Blue.
Special man, a hard worker. Yep, I'm glad I could be a part of the celebration. Thank you for inviting me to your party here today. And it's great. It's great to 65 is something that you got to be proud of.
He made it.
I did in my 20s, I'm very surprised, to be honest, sometimes. I'm just wondering, late where I've cleaned it up late in life, if that's enough to buy some extra years. So we're going to find
out.
I've been reading him stuff all morning long, and one of the things, I'm glad he just said that, is self-discovery is perhaps the most exciting and best part about turning 65, and you're in the middle of it right now. Self-discovery about yourself, Joe.
I got to tell you, Zach's had some really good stuff.
I downloaded 40 pages of stuff, Blue. I've got stuff for about 2 weeks to read.
I've actually pondered a lot of things that Zach has already crossed my mind that Zach's brought up. All right, Blue. Listen, man, we've got a lot of stuff. We just have Mario Cristobal for a couple of minutes.
Nice.
Are you still going out to the camp tomorrow? Legends camp.
Yeah, I'll be out there. Early, bright and early in the morning. I mean, last couple of years it's been at night. Now they have it at the the crack of dawn. I mean, these kids have to be there to register at 7:30. So, you know, it's exciting. I mean, there's going to be a lot of kids in from outside the state, as well as a lot of local targets that you and I talk about all the time. You know, as Miami lost its touch locally, well, you know what? You look at the group of kids that are expected to come in tomorrow and be part of that Legends camp. I'm excited for them. I think this is a huge Saturday as far as the program moving forward. And, you know, certainly, you know, getting those marquee kids, not just, you know, across the country, which Miami's always been able to do, but the local kids where we kind of concentrate on them a little bit more, even though they get their share, they don't get all of them and they don't get the kids that you and I talked about. I mean, you know, the Brandon Innes of the world, but you know what? You look back, even when Miami was beating everybody senseless, the Marvin Jones and the Steve Hutchinson still found their way outside the state. So it's going to happen.
So let's jump into that. Brandon Innes, a five-star wide receiver from American Heritage Plantation, made a commitment along with his running back who did it earlier at Ohio State. That surprised you at all, or did you see that one kind of coming?
I kind of saw it coming. You know, I mean, it's one of these things if you watch their recruitment, you know, a lot of the Big Ten schools, especially Ohio State, kind of formed kind of a kinship with them. And that's how recruiting is. People don't realize. I think a lot of this was started before Mario even stepped foot on campus in Coral Gables. So those are things that you can't help. But what you can help is the kids that are local that you've appealed to. And certainly a couple of the kids that will be at the camp tomorrow. And, you know, as we talked the other day, and certainly if people check out LarryBlustein.com this morning, Joe, I have a listing of the kids who have transferred so far. The list is 188. And I'm sure in the Dayton Broward, you got to check that out. And certainly
188 players since when? Since how long?
Since December, the end of school, the end of the 2021 season. Just in Dayton Broward. I mean, these aren't kids that, there's quite a few of them that have transferred outside the area, obviously families moving and things, but right. These are just two counties. And I think what's going to happen is I tried to track them as well as I could. I think you're going to see maybe 15 to 20 or 25 more at the end of the day. Jeez. Of kids maybe I missed. So you're going to go over 200 for the fifth straight year, 312 last year, which was just a crazy year because people are going all over because of COVID and one reason or another. But you know what? As I get a chance to go around the state, one of the things you find out, unless you have a St. Thomas or Heritage or Central Northwestern, such Gibbons teams that are marquee teams, if you don't start traveling and if you don't go and take kids to different camps and you don't allow them to play in those little 7-on-7 all-star teams, you lose the kid. And that's just the way it is. Before, back in the Mark Guandolo era and stuff, they would go, oh, well, let them leave. Well, you can't anymore. You've got to bow down to these kids. And I know it's crazy, but you got to, and you got to do everything that, you got to keep up with the Joneses, because if you don't, they'll be playing for the Joneses. And that's what's happened. And when they go on these all-star trips, a lot of kids will, form bonds that never knew each other before. And then before you know it, they go, hey, well, you know what? Hang out with us. Come play for us. And following a couple of weeks, your mom and dad are over there taking the kid out of one school and bringing them to the other. It's crazy, but it's something that's gone on for so long. I kind of numb to it. When I put out the list this morning, I got about 20 people already that have sent me messages. And they go, my gosh, is there no end to this? No, there's not. I mean, as long as you have open enrollment, and these schools have desks that they can put kids in. Obviously, the Cypress Bays of the world can't get kids in because they have 5,400 kids. But Northwestern, Central, all those programs that are under-enrolled, come on in. And that's just the way it is. And like I said, in our lifetime, and maybe even Zach's lifetime as well, I don't think you're going to see another public school built in Dade County. I just don't see a need for it. I mean, you got too many programs that are under enrolled. You've got charter schools now
everywhere
that are really knifing they're knifing into the public schools, and I think every administrator will admit it.
Wow.
And they have admitted it, and it's hurting academically too, because they're not getting a lot of these teachers are going elsewhere. So yeah, there's a residual to it, but I thought that was a great point to bring up today because of the fact that we're 6 weeks out to the opening of the season. Heck knows what July is going to be, because come next Wednesday, it's the last time that these colleges can have kids on campus, because the NCAA kind of closes things down for July, lets everybody take a breather, and the college coaches need to take vacations and get away for a few months. But I think the residual of like tomorrow is going to pay off for Miami, or last week at Florida, or FSU, or schools around the country where they had these kids in for visits. And, I always like to tell the story about John Beeson, who very much was looking that he was going to go to Georgia as a running back because they saw him play in the All-Star game and he did real well. Well, what the Hurricanes did at the time, the last week of recruiting season, they invited just he and his mom. That was it. And that kind of turned the tide where he figured, wow, rolling out the red carpet for just two people. So there's a lot in recruiting, and certainly Miami has a lot to be, thankful for, especially with the new facility coming on, the coaching staff the way it is. So don't be surprised if in the next 4 or 5 weeks you see Miami get some commitments.
John Beeson, man, one of the great two-way players. And you're right, that All-Star game and that show he put on. Matter of fact, I was sitting there going, how many carries are you going to let John Beeson run when he's getting ready to go to college? It was kind of a crazy one. So, Blue, outside of Palmetto, who's been a big winner? Somebody's got to be a big winner when that many players transfer.
Yeah, well, while you're sitting down there having some birthday cake this morning and reading over that list, you're going to see that schools like Northwestern and Central did really well. St. Thomas, as always, does extremely well. So I think they're in the mix. I mean, Cardinal Gibbons has brought in quite a few kids. But that's how it is. The rich get richer. And you know, people, for some crazy reason, as we said last week, they would much rather play for a program like St. Thomas and maybe be second team rather than be at Piper and start. And that's just how it's always been. And, you know, it's, you know, you can't, I mean, I could tell a parent so much and, you know, then they have to make their own decision and they have to live with it. And, but I think you're going to see a lot of the programs. I'll tell you another team in Broward, maybe not a power, but they did extremely well with Monarch up in Coconut Creek. They went into Palm Beach and got a few kids because you got to remember they're not that far from the Palm Beach line. So they got some players as well. So there's some teams. As you, when you're reading that list, you're going to shake your head. And obviously Palmetto has done real well. Columbus, I think Columbus kind of sealed the deal with three or four transfers that could turn the tide, including Cedric Irvin Jr., who came in from Gulliver Prep. And I guess I could let the cat out of the bag. He originally committed to Notre Dame, and I think there was a mutual back off, and now he's going to Stanford this weekend, and I think he may be kid's got great grades. So, you know, things like that, you can't help, but certainly moving to a program that's going to give you high visibility is kind of the method behind the madness.
Hey, Blue, I know we've talked about it, how rich this wide receiver class, and I know we've beat it up. Some guys have decommitted, and it's others have committed. What's out there that's open that the Miami Hurricanes you feel have a good chance to get that's on that list that's a big-time player on your list?
Well, Nathaniel Joseph would be the first one out of Edison. This is a kid that's played at the varsity level since the eighth grade at Miami Christian. Really good family, really good support system. Like I said, originally committed to Clemson, but he's at Edison. Luther Campbell's kind of taking him around to a lot of places, and he'll be there tomorrow. So that's one of the guys. I think he stands on the top of the list. We talk about the kid Gene from Northwestern, who I think gets underplayed because of the rest of the you know, the Innises and the players like that. I think the kid Fowles at Dade Christian at 6'4", 6'3", and a half is another target that a lot of people are getting on. And, you know, no matter where I went this summer, there were a lot of college coaches talking about the receiver group. Now, not just in South Florida, but statewide.
Yeah.
Crazy group. And, you know, and the one thing before I go, Miami's recent commitment, Emery Williams, I had an opportunity, and that's what getting to camps and seeing these kids live will do. And last summer at this time, I had an opportunity to watch him before anybody even knew who he was. He had pretty good size, but I remember sitting there with a coach, and Joe, he made every throw. And I go, wow, how come this kid's not on the roster, you know, on the radar? But he's from Milton, which is a town right near Pensacola area. And I'll tell you what, you got to credit Miami for doing their homework and going in there early and, you know, and playing on this kid because he's another 6'3 kid like Van Dyke that can throw the ball around and very athletic. And that's how you play recruiting. You have to be smart. You have to be lucky in a lot of ways. But, you know, credit Miami for getting a kid who could be a real, real find.
Blue, appreciate you coming on
Love
this morning,
it,
man. Thanks. Yep. And enjoy your day tomorrow. Hey, by the way, take care of yourself now. Stay smart, man.
You too.
We got high school football right around the corner. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
I'm getting liquored
all
up
right,
tonight.
Guys.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
See you, Blue. LarryBluestein.com, by the way, is the website if you want to go there. And that list is staggering. 188. I'm just staring at it right now.
I told you 177 the other day.
Woo! I mean, it is unbelievable. Last updated was this morning. Blue updated this morning before he came on for the birthday ambush. All right. He joined us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
All right. Right now, I want to talk to you about no ambush. Just South Florida Chevy dealers and those great products. Best overall products we've ever had. 2021 and 22, man, made some changes. But boy, I'll tell you what, when it comes to the SUV family, and I want everybody to know this right now, especially if you're getting ready to take a July vacation, an August vacation, and you've decided you're staying away from airports, go get yourself a Tahoe and Suburban. Beautiful to start with, got a brand new look, and have more space. Have added more space to our big, beautiful SUV family. We want to make sure everybody's comfortable no matter where you're traveling to this summer. The midsize SUV, that new Traverse, plenty of space, man, plenty of space, so comfortable. Boy, you're going to love it. And our smaller SUVs, that Trailblazer, the Blazer and the Equinox, and then Silverado trucks, man. We got trucks for everyone. Whether you need a full-time working truck, you still need that family truck to get the kids around, we got it for you, man. So what are you waiting for? This weekend, you're starting to look around. Take advantage of some good weather by going to your South Florida Chevy dealers and seeing the best overall product. We've got convenient locations. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, find new roads. And fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.